Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
Right, I would like to introduce Terry Barlam. She is the chair of the Disabled Parents Network, and she's just going to tell us a little bit about what they do and what support is available. So, hi, Terry.
Hi there, Michael. Hi, yes. I thought I'd like to tell you a little bit about the organisation that I run and I'm also a trustee for. Disabled Parents Network provides information, advice and support to disabled people who are or aspire to be parents. Because I am visually impaired myself and have three children, I provide the peer support specifically for blind and partially sighted parents, because quite often there are lots of barriers or challenges that one experiences, things that perhaps we haven't thought of before we have the children, or for example in my case my vision deteriorated very rapidly during pregnancy. So we provide that information, advice and support, signposting to possible sources of support, possible pieces of equipment and the opportunity to connect with other people in similar experience, rather than you having to struggle to think about solutions. Perhaps one of the most obvious issues would be, you know, perhaps mum wants to breastfeed or doesn't wish to breastfeed and needs to bottle feed. How do you do that then? How do you make the bottles up if you can't see? Well, of course, it's very simple for those of us that know about the technology. Quite often, you can weigh the water and then put the scoops in. One of the other challenges is about getting out and about. You know, if you're a long cane user or a guide dog user, you may decide to just carry your child in a backpack, in a front carrier or in a backpack. But you may wish also to use a pram, and I know of lots of VI parents that do that by actually pulling the pram or a pram behind them. Reading with your child, preschool and for school work, you know, information. How do you get the information from school to home? Reading books, etc. Those are the kind of challenges. There are various organisations that many of you probably will know about, such as Caliber, the RNIB's library, Clear Vision, etc. So those are the kind of things that we do as an organisation. Our focus really is on the parent who is disabled. So it's about helping the parent overcome the barriers that they might experience in carrying out their parental role. What we do with them, and that may be that, you know, the parent is visually impaired and also has visually impaired or disabled children. And in that case, what we would do is we would try and simply to signpost them to local sources of support. We also work with professionals. So we actually have, you know, for example, a referral protocol with the RNIB. So we actually work quite well with the RNIB in that, you know, if they have any queries from parents, then they will refer them on to us, and then we will try and, again, signpost them or help them directly, depending on what the particular issue is.
Right, Terry, what is the best way of people getting in touch with you?
Well, the best way would actually be via email, which is information@disabledparentsnetwork, and that is all one word, .org.uk.
Well, thanks very much for your time, Terry. It's been great speaking to you, and I'll see you again soon. Thanks. Bye-bye.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.